It's 8 a.m. Eastern, January the 22nd, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $35,807. Ethereum is up 1.5% at $2,495. And Binance Coin is up 3% at $375. Those are leaders by market cap.
What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Today's episode is brought to you by the digital marketplace UnGrocery. If you've ever thought about who your food comes from, UnGrocery is the place to shop. Join the food people online at UnGrocery.com. Well, Bitcoin has hit a six-month low amid a wider market sell-off that sees altcoins in double-digit losses, and after the U.S. stock market sees its worst week since 2020. In the fall, El Salvador has picked up 410 more Bitcoins, according to President Bukele, tweeting, "Some guys are selling really cheap." The nation now has over 1,500 Bitcoins and plans to issue a $1 billion 10-year Bitcoin bond this year. The SEC is apparently pushing back on MicroStrategy's approach to Bitcoin accounting. The information from early December is just coming to light and apparently includes lots of back and forth between the company and the SEC. The issue seems to center around impairment charges or the decline in the carrying value of an asset on a balance sheet. Well, SEC Commissioner Elad Rossman ended his term yesterday following an announcement of his departure just before the holidays. He ended his term 2 years early. It's not clear why he departed, but he was appointed in 2018 by the former administration, and these moves aren't uncommon. His departure leaves Hester Pierce as the sole Republican. Well, BlackRock has filed for an ETF to track the performance of blockchain and crypto companies. The iShares filing details that the fund will follow cryptocurrency mining, trading, and exchanges, or crypto mining systems. And finally, Twitter has posted a job for a senior product manager of crypto. The role will apparently have a focus on creator monetization, looking closely at NFTs and NFT tooling, membership tokens, DAOs, and more. Twitter launched its crypto team in November, shortly before founder and CEO Jack Dorsey left to spend more time at Block. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links. Add us to Alexa Flash Briefing and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.